JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, a financial tete-a-tete going into 2016. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a tip for the new year. Let's go Roundabout JA. As the new year dawns and the holiday excitement dissipates, consumers are often left with debts of various kinds. A new school term often means additional fees for many parents. Sometimes a loan can help to solve those pressing financial problems. But Jamaicans are being warned about the types of loans they take and the institutions from which they borrow. The Consumer Affairs Commission is urging consumers to exercise caution when considering same-day loans, also referred to as payday loans or quick loans. Director of Communication at the CAC, Latoya Halstead, says while these loans might seem attractive, it is important that consumers ensure that the deals being offered are realistic and are not predatory loans by companies, some of which are not even regulated.
Some of the things that we would urge you to do, apart from considering whether or not you really need the loan, is to review the terms and conditions, factor in whether or not it's an add-on or reducing balance type of interest. There's also the issue of processing fees.
Ms. Halstead adds that predatory companies often charge exorbitant processing fees, as well as additional charges, sometimes adding up to as much as $10,000. The CAC recommends that consumers approach institutions such as credit unions, commercial banks, and thrift society institutions to access loans, because these are regulated entities, which have a system in place to enable redress and having matters addressed. All the services provided by the Consumer Affairs Commission are free, as the organization is fully funded by the government. Give them a call, toll-free, at 1-888-991-4470. Or visit the website at consumeraffairsjamaica.gov.jm.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
People are the focus of Vision 2030 Jamaica, or National Development Plan, the outcome of effective social protection, which centers on mitigating the vulnerabilities that can leave persons at risk, is integral to the plan. That's goal number one, outcome three. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and find out more. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Selvin Russell.
Well, as young boys, we didn't have the privilege of having computers and all that. So our little amusement is to make a kite gig, and we have our little push carts. Some of them just one wheel, and we put a little tray like a basket, and we could assist people to get their little products out. We could assist people who have luggages to take from the shop to their homes, and we get a little penny in those days, or sixpence. And our pastime was like gathered up in the village square, and we tell Anansi stories and big boy stories. Not all of them can be aired, but you know, keep us, you know, amused and things.
And here's a tip for 2016. Families that make healthy lifestyle changes together are more likely to stick to those changes. It is the power of accountability at work. Get someone to make healthy changes with you so that you can be accountable to each other. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that is where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I am Vanessa Silvera. Happy New Year.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.